I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Turkish government drove 9 foreign Christian leaders out of the country in recent years because they were sharing the gospel. Although believers took legal action to refute that decision, Turkey's highest court just ruled that the government's expulsion does not violate religious freedom. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
one of the knocks against Turkey has been their violation of human rights. So in a sense, this is pretty interesting that they would do something this public, because that pushes them away from being accepted in the EU.
6 of the court's 13 judges disagreed with the majority opinion. Believers can now appeal to the European Court of Human Rights.
And that will put Turkey on the defensive. So again, a situation that we're going to be watching very closely.
Pray for strength and endurance for believers in Turkey. And Haiti's gang violence in Port-au-Prince has disrupted more than just tourism to the island nation. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says their partners have been waiting for a container full of scripture booklets for months.
We shipped it out of here in November of 23. It got to the port, but then things blew up down there. Nothing could happen. And so it sat there and we started praying.
Time went by and nothing changed. Finally, on June 6th,
we got the word that they had it.
The booklets were quickly unpacked and distributed to partners who'd been waiting for outreach materials for months. God's word is already changing lives in Haiti.
One of our guys said, I received a report from one of our programs in the South. We've had 10 professions of faith recently, and it's all because of the booklets.
Praise God for this development and pray that lives will change as people read these scripture booklets and discover the gospel message. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.